Geek Radio Daily for Monday, January 25th, 2010. It's all the geek without the wait, and please tell me I don't have to go to work today.
Sorry, baby, you do.
Oh, well. What you gonna do? That's all right, though, because here we have a moment of peace, love, and harmony. Aww.
Yay.
With your two wonderful co-hosts today, of course, welcoming the Flinstress.
Grab a nerd, say what?
What?
And, of course, going to deal with all the stupidity that will come with my first day back at work thanks to all the boneheads I work for. We'll be fine, and I know this because I'm Billy Flynn.
I'm not perfect.
I am. Let me have to show you the ropes.
I would love to show you. This date, 1799, the seed planting device was patented by Elikim Spooner of Vermont. What a great day that was.
Up until then, they just used their fingers.
Yep, sure did.
In 1870, the soda fountain was patented by Gustavus Dows.
1915, the inventor of the telephone, Alexander Graham Bell, inaugurated U.S. transcontinental phone service with a call made between New York and San Francisco, where Dr. Watson answered looking for homes.
The first Emmy Awards were presented today in 1949.
Wow, okay. 1939, filming began on Gone with the Wind. Ooh.
Oh, well, frankly, that. I didn't give a damn.
Oh, 1945, Grand Rapids, Michigan became the first United States community to fluoridate water, thereby preserving your teeth to this day.
In 1961, President John F. Kennedy held the first presidential news conference carried live on radio and television.
Wow. 1971, Charles Manson and three members of his family found guilty of one count of conspiracy to commit murder and seven counts of murder in the first degree and were sentenced to life imprisonment. And wow, read the book Helter Skelter by Vincent Bugalosi. It'll blow your damn mind.
In 1974, Dr. Christian Barnard transplanted the first human heart without the removal of the old one.
Oh.
That's creepy.
So there's two in there? That's crazy.
He's a Time Lord.
This date, 1980, the Black Entertainment Television cable channel was launched and changed the world for the better.
In 1981, the 52 American held hostages by Iran for 444 days arrived in the United States.
1984, Yoko Ono made a £250,000.
That's $375,000.
Donation to Liverpool Old People's Home Strawberry Fields, the institution that inspired the song written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Huh? Isn't that sweet?
Aww.
And in 1993, Sears announced it would close the pioneering catalog sales department after 97 years. And the Sears catalog, that used to be where all the cool toys were, and most of us, our first introduction to lingerie. Okay.
Ah.
I'm just saying, it was a totally different world. We didn't have those weird, crazy, explicit things on television.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Not on CBS. They've got reruns pretty much of all their normal lineup. How I Met Your Mother, Accidentally on Purpose, 2 and a Half Men, The Big Bang Theory, and CSI Miami.
Over on ABC on The Bachelor,
On the Wings of Love.
I did that before I ever saw it on The Soup. That blows my mind that Joel McHale does that too. New Castle as well, where a family finds a dead man in their house. Oops.
Dun, dun, dun. On NBC, Chuck goes on his first solo mission.
Ooh.
Followed by Heroes, which we've given up on, and While It Lasts, The Jay Leno Show.
Yeah. Fox has got a new episode of House, followed by 24 and Jack Bauer.
It's 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m.
Oh, my God.
Dun, dun, dun.
Coming on at 9. Okay. Weird. That makes me
CW up. Brings us One Tree Hill, followed by a show called Life Unexpected.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And TMZ.
AMC is showing Space Cowboys. Clint Eastwood and a bunch of old actors get to go up into space and beat up those flies and chimps and stuff that are there.
Yeah. And Unforgiven.
Oh, that's true. E! Entertainment Television, Fashion Police, Golden Globes. Woo, woo, pull it over.
Goodness.
Just say.
Bravo brings us Saw.
Really?
Like back to back of the same, not Saw and then Saw 2, just Saw twice.
Bravo.
Yes, from Bravo.
Okay. Family Channel on Secret Life of an American Teenager, Adrian and Amy start a new trend at school, and on Make It or Break It, Emily's performance suffers.
No!
Yikes. FX has Superbad, which has to be so edited,
followed
by We Own the Night.
Spike TV for Guys is showing Deep Blue Sea. That's a Rennie Harlan film, and it's not fantastic, but damn it, I enjoyed it.
Samuel L. Jackson is in it. Plus, then there's UFC fighting and all that crap.
FMC's got Barton Fink, Turner Classic Movies, Hound of the Baskervilles, the Peter Cushing, and Christopher Lee one.
TNT has reruns of Bones, but then Men of a Certain Age.
Fantastic. And if anything, we're watching Lifetime Television for women, because a woman returns to her hometown to investigate the sudden increase in teenage pregnancies. Tonight, Nancy Travis and Thora Birch and Cameron Manheim all took the pregnancy pact.
Wow.
Sure.
Something in the water.
Why not?
No blasted lettuce today.
No, everyone was so busy over the weekend, didn't have time to write in, but that's okay because I've got a letter here for you. Well, for those of you in the Northern Virginia area, specifically near Vienna, Virginia, this Wednesday night at Jam and Java's, which is a cool little place where I have sang on stage for 3.5 minutes. You can go see a really cool show. Shane Cooley and Chris Iyer will be performing. It's only $10. That's a stupid small amount of money for a great amount of entertainment. Go. You will not be sorry. Tell them I sent you. And if this you need a little bit of extra incentive, Chris Iyer currently has the song that is my personal theme song, and it's going to take a while for something else to catch up to it.
Uh-huh. Huh?
You like that? Thank you. So if you'd like to write an email, maybe you could say, hey, I'm going to go to that show. Or maybe after you go to the show, you could write and tell me how great it is, because I know it's going to be. Please, won't you send a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce and Flintsters, all of us available at geekradiodaily.com. Monday means we've got to take a peek at those box office results, and your geekified news is coming up this Monday, January 25th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
By authority of the mystic guardians of the universe, on the far distant planet Oa, Hal Jordan, test pilot, becomes the Green Lantern.
Whether it's someone who's
faster than a speeding bullet,
or someone who has
the ability to summon and command all creatures of the deep,
we have been drawn to the characters of the DC Universe for over 70 years now. Adding to that rich tapestry is the animated adventures of these DC comic book characters. Whether it's the Max Fleischer cartoons of the 40s, or the animation explosion that began with Batman in the late 80s and continues to this day with direct-to-DVD releases, the DC Universe has been a rich one to mine in terms of animation. Join Orenthal Hawkins and Jay Smith for this week's episode of The Chronic Rift, as they welcome guests, illustrator and actor Arnie Starr, and Gamers Haven podcast host Ethan Parker, in discussing the DC animated universe in our roundtable discussion. You can find this episode and more Rift goodness on iTunes, Zoom, or by visiting us at chronicrift.mevio.com.
Greetings from Tromaville. I'm Lloyd Kaufman, president of Troma Entertainment and creator of The Toxic Avenger. And when we're not making those great movies like Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead, we like to kick back and listen to Geek Radio Entertainment, because Geek Radio Daily is the best entertainment that the Troma team has ever seen. We love watching it. It's unbelievable, especially when it's on the radio.
Geek Radio Daily, Monday, January 25th, 2010, and I'm trying to get by this day so quickly, I forgot to do birthdays.
You don't care about any other people.
I was excited to play that drop so I could say, hey, you should go check out Screen Geeks very soon, because they have like a half-hour interview with Lloyd Kaufman and a bunch of people from Troma, and it's amazingly fun because I've already listened to it before it was posted.
Well, it's not Lloyd Kaufman's birthday, but it is some other people's birthdays.
Such as?
Well, Alicia Keys is 29.
Oh, nice. Christine Locken is 31. That's Alicia Al Lambert on Step by Step, huh? Remember?
She was awful.
Yeah, well, you loved it.
Mia Kirshner is 35. She's on the L Word.
Dinah Manoff is 52. She was on Empty Nest. She was Carol, but she was Elaine on Soap, huh?
Yeah, Soap was a good show.
Loved it.
Andy Cox is 54. He's from Fine Young Cannibals.
Jennifer Lewis, 53. Lana Hawkins on Strong Medicine? Sure. But she was the voice of Bebe Ho on the PJs, which is why I mentioned it.
Lee Taylor Young is 65. She's Rachel Harris on Picket Fences.
The great Tobey Huppert is 67. He directed Poltergeist, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 1 and 2. Thank you.
Wow. Dean Jones is 79. He was Will B. Daniels / Elwood, the dog in the Shaggy D.A.
He's in all the really cool Disney
movies. Hugh
Douglas
/ Van Hippie in The Love Bug.
Absolutely. That darn cat. We also have Ernie Harwell, 92, a baseball announcer. I don't know if he's still announcing baseball. And this would have been the birthday of Diana Hyland. She was born in 1936. TV character, actor. Go look her up on IMDb. She was in every single thing you can possibly imagine. And now that I've messed up everybody's Monday and put things out of order, let's get back to normal.
The buzz is any indicator that movie's going to make some huge bank.
Huh? Yeah. And, you know, probably did, because you went to the movies this weekend, and these are the things you saw.
Well, it didn't make a whole huge bank, but coming in at number 10 was last week's number 6, The Spy Next Door, Jackie Chan's movie.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Made another $4.8 million. Number 9, It's Complicated.
Mm-hmm,
Meryl Streep, whatever, $6.2 million. Oh, hopefully this will be gone soon. Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Squeakquel.
The Squeakquel.
Made another $6.5 million.
Squeak.
Number 7 this week, Brand New Was Extraordinary Measures. That brought in $7 million.
Harrison Ford and Brendan
Fraser.
And
Brendan Fraser.
Yep.
And number 6 is Sherlock Holmes, making another $7.1 million.
Number 5, last week's number 3, The Lovely Bones, making $8.8 million. It's made $31 million on a budget of $65. The Tooth Fairy opened in number 4.
Wow.
Making $14.5, sure, why not? This week's 3, last week's 2, The Book of Eli, which apparently is a remake of Zardoz, but with a different book. $17 million this week. Number two, Legion opened in second place at $18.2 million and doesn't look that good at all. And the number one movie in America, 6 weeks in a row, and I don't know at all the last time it happened, Avatar. You can call it Dances with Smurfs as much as you want, but I enjoyed it. You'll enjoy it. It's a damn fine time.
It's worth seeing in 3D.
Yes, indeed.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So we told you, Pirates of the Caribbean 4, yeah, it's coming. They're going to start filming it soon. And you know what? It's based on the novel. It's based on the 1987 pirate novel On Stranger Tides, written by fantasy author Tim Powers. It tells the story of a young man named Jack, who's captured by the pirate Blackbeard and forced to join in the search for the Fountain of Youth. Now, the folks that are making Pirates, they were like, yeah, we wanted to do another one. We wanted to involve Blackbeard. We wanted to involve the Fountain of Youth. And oh my God, look. Here's a book called On Stranger Tides. That's why Pirates of the Caribbean On Stranger Tides will be coming to a multiplex in several theaters near you.
I hope they paid that guy some big bank.
He better have got it. Maybe it'll get people to read that book. That's the one good thing from that.
That's true. In science news out of the University of Cincinnati, a new study suggests that drinking blueberry juice daily may have potential benefits of enhancing your memory. They did a study with older people in their 70s, and they had a control group who drank 2 cups of blueberry juice every day, and then another group that just drank something sweet that didn't have any blueberry in it.
Okay.
And they did show improvements in memory and cognitive, you know, different kind of memory tests that they put them through. And after 12 weeks, the subjects exhibited marked improvement in learning and memory tests. It also showed a decline in symptoms of depression and lowered glucose levels. They're trying to do things to prevent or, you know, find some way. Dementia, Alzheimer's, all of these are their potential applications in the future. More testing is needed. But blueberries in general are rich in nutrients, low in sugar. They're healthy. So, you know, today's GRD is brought to you by blueberries.
And blueberry strains that people in Denver enjoy. So Gene Roddenberry's son is teaming up with Ron Howard to bring one of the forgotten TV projects that Gene Roddenberry had. Rod Roddenberry struck a deal with Ron Howard's Imagine TV company to develop the Questor tapes into a new show. Now, this was about a robot with an incomplete memory tapes who was searching for his creator. It was written by Roddenberry's 13-episode TV series, Disagreements with NBC. Shocker.
Wow.
Shocker there. NBC and Fox, right up there in quality. He abandoned the project. Eventually, though, it aired as a TV movie in 1974, and now Roddenberry's son is hoping to bring the Questor tapes back to life. Quote, my father always felt that Questor was one that got away. He believed in that show and said it had the potential to become bigger than Star Trek. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, sure.
That's a bold claim.
It is. It is indeed, but we'll see.
Another bold claim. MP3, old and busted. The new hotness. It's called Music DNA. Now, all of this is coming about. A new company is developing this to try to encourage people to buy MP3s from legitimate sources. Essentially, yeah, I know, right?
I had something in my throat.
Unlike just having the music coming on the MP3, there would be all these other cool things embedded in the file so that you would get artwork from the albums and song lyrics would show up and you'd be able to see them as you were listening to it. Whole host of other kind of cool things would come with it. If there's updates, like a concert update or something, every time you go online, you can pick and choose how much would actually get updated every time you see it. So you can get communications from your artists. And they're trying to work with everybody in the industry and not compete so they can get more and more people on board.
Wow.
I don't know if people really care that much about all of these other things or if they just care about the music. So we'll see.
Okay, if you can imagine, it's like pop-up video on your iPod. Huh? So NASA apparently is not going to be able to meet their 2020 deadline to be able to track great, crazy, huge asteroids. Ones that could destroy cities.
Like Bruce Willis size asteroids?
Yes, like Bruce Willis size ones. The National Research Council report, quote, defending planet Earth near Earth object surveys and hazard mitigation strategies, end quote. The panel finds that the 2005 order to find 90% of Earth-threatening asteroids 460 feet or larger infeasible, quote, because for the past 5 years the administration requested no funds and Congress appropriated none for this purpose. So here, guys, do this as well, but we won't give you any money for it. There's some plans that you can do that'll push this back a little bit, take a little longer. One would be to fund telescopes and complete the 90% goal by about 2030. Right now, the federal government spends about $4 million a year to detect asteroids. More research should be done on asteroids, the report argues. Quote, somebody needs to decide who is in charge. That's from astronomer Michael Ahearn of the University of Maryland in College Park, who led the report's panel committee on diverting asteroids. Again, a quote, no method for diverting asteroids has been experimentally demonstrated, he says, obviously other than a silly little movie with Bruce Willis. So one day when you wake up and you see the big rock coming toward the sky, just remember, the damn government did it again.
Of course.
Geek Radio Daily, drop by iTunes, subscribe, write a review. Get other people to listen. In fact, have a big kumbaya session with all your friends and family. Let us know when and we'll tell a joke that Grandma really, really did. We can find one of those. We have the interwebs. GRD licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Please drop us a note, won't you, to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce or Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
We go to bars at night, and we insist they dim the lights, and then we try to see each other in the dark. But we're all so different, so we claim, but the parts that are the same will mean a lot more than all the differences by far. Oh, love, this is just a punchline. Oh, and the bullies are getting all bullied in the lunchtime. Oh, it's time to gain your chin. Bitter's only friend. So come on, give a little love this time.